Beatrice Goes to Brighton, a novel of Regency England, being the fourth volume of The Travelling Matchmaker by M.C. Beaton, written as Marion Chesney, narrated by Helen Lasanti. Chapter 1. Then dress, then dinner, then awakes the world, then glare the lamps, then whirl the wheels, then roar. Throughout street and square, fast-flashing chariots hurled like harnessed meteors. Lord Byron. Lady Beatrice Marsham had been a widow for over a year and enjoyed every minute of her now single state. She well remembered the first day of her freedom, when she had descended the stairs of her husband's townhouse to see her spouse, Mr. Harry Blackstone, being carried into the hall by his drinking companions. "Foxed again," they had called cheerfully, dumping the body in a chair. Lady Beatrice had looked at her husband with impatient distaste, called her maid, pulled on her gloves, and gone out to make various calls. She was surprised on her return to find the blinds down and a hatchment over the door. Her husband, it transpired, was not dead drunk, but simply dead. As Lady Beatrice, she had never used her married name, settled herself comfortably in a corner seat of the Brighton stagecoach, she remembered an overwhelming feeling of relief when they told her Harry was dead. No more drunken scenes, no more embarrassing fumblings in the bedchamber at night, no more jealous rages. She was free of it all.